KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still trying to come up with a solid motive for the shooting and fire set at an LDS church in Michigan on Sunday morning. Four people were killed when the gunman drove his truck into the church, opened fire with a high-powered rifle, and then set the building ablaze. Trapped in North Carolina when a gunman opened fire on people sitting at a pier along a river. The gunman was taking aim from a boat, says this witness, Steve Emmons.
He was, really was shooting fish in a barrel. Because if you ever look out there, it's a pier, where the end is, and his boat was right out there, and there's nowhere for anybody to go.
There are three people killed, at least five hurt. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders headed to the White House this afternoon in a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown. Both sides have shown hardly any willingness to budge. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fewer international and graduate students are attending UW-Madison this year, likely due to federal cuts and immigration concerns. The university released data that shows there are 7% fewer international students this year. That's about 500 fewer total. President Donald Trump has made curbing immigration a big part of his plan for the nation. And earlier this year, the State Department revoked the visas of a couple dozen students in the UW system. A couple of them filed lawsuits, and eventually the State Department reversed course. Now, this drop in international enrollment is expected to be a trend nationwide. The Association of International Educators put out a report saying the U.S. may see as much as a 15% drop in international students. Until now, UW-Madison typically had an increase in international students year to year. The data shows there was an even bigger drop among graduate and professional students. UW-Madison has 9% fewer of them this year. That may be linked to the Trump administration's deep cuts to research funding, slashing about $65 million from UW-Madison's budget. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin had advised faculty to consider admitting fewer graduate students because of those funding cuts. Meanwhile, the university has risen in the rankings. U.S. News and World Report puts out its best colleges list every year. It considers tons of different factors, including value, job security after graduation, and even things like life on campus. This year's report named UW-Madison the 12th best public university in the country. It moved up one spot from 13th last year. When looking at all colleges across the nation, UW-Madison ranked 36th, up from 39th. In 2024. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. I even told Jordan to the side, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. Same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped.
This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's good to see the president finally get off the golf course and decide to talk and avoid the government shutdown he's been taking us to. And he's been much more focused, as we all know, on keeping the Epstein files locked up than keeping the government open.
Chris Von Hollen, Senator from Maryland. Yes, you are right, Senator. So apparently Matt is very upset at the Super Bowl halftime show.
They are.
Bad Bunny is
performing.
Yes. But Bad Bunny is a Trump hater, so MAGA's,
oh, no.
MAGA's up
they
in their fifis.
Oh, no. Songs in Spanish. No.
I mean, they literally say that they're mad because he's a, quote, Trump hater.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he's vowed to avoid U.S. touring while Donald is still in office.
Even though he's an American citizen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's vowed to not tour the United States anywhere. And he mocked Donald in his music, including a recent single that featured a Trump-like voice apologizing to immigrants in America.
Yep.
So, hey, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think he's so funny. His SNL appearances are some of the best
they really are.
That SNL has come up with in the past couple years,
yeah.
I think.
He's really, really funny on SNL.
Yeah. I like him a lot. The funny thing is I was never really a big fan of his music. Like, I never really listened to it.
It's fine.
But I think him as a person, he's great.
Yeah, he's very charismatic. He's entertaining. He's funny. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And MAGA can just cry. Little babies have a say.
Dropping his feelings.
Okay. Oh, Seth, the homo of hope. Hi.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, Jody and Chris with a silent X and HB to Bella with a Z.
Hey.
I'll be back. We were zealous all week. We didn't know what to do with
our show. I know, right? Yeah, we were lost.
We were. The whole country was at a standstill. They were going to shut down the government because of it. And HB to Stephanie. So a couple of things. I went to school in Oswego, New York, which is upstate on Lake Ontario, where it snowed from October to May and horizontally because of the wind.
Yep.
And Johnny Carson in 77 during the blizzard mentioned Oswego because we had over 28 straight days in a row of snow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
impressive.
I did my snow time. That's what I'm here. couple of things. First of all, like the National Guard, like in D.C., I'm hoping that has a lot of blowback to that when we take control of the government again, we get that just showed why D.C. needs statehood, because there was no governor to oversee. They had like no protection. All they could do was succumb.
Right.
And And I think, and yes, the, all of these, all of this display of National Guards people are just, they're in like the nicest part of the city.
Right.
It's like, it's just a show. So I also want to talk about, so this Kobe case
mm-hmm.
and this prosecutor, Lindsay Halligan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she submitted documents and the judge says to her,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand. You have two documents mm-hmm. here that contradict each other. And she says, oh, I've never seen that other document. And the judge goes, really? Because you signed it. And to which she responded, well, so I'm not one to give Jody, your mother, career advice.
Okay.
But when they do the Netflix series on this trial, I think your mother needs to play Lindsay Halligan because
dressed as Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. I think America needs that, and I think only your mother could do that. And if your mother couldn't, then we'd have Stephanie Miller as
the backup.
We're going in a different direction.
Sure.
Okay.
As the backup. Yeah.
All right. I'll let my mom know, Seth. I promise I will.
Yeah. Please do. And if she needs more advice, just give her my number.
Yeah. Sure, no problem. I got it right here, so no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, sir. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Speaking of Comey,
uh-huh.
Can we play two, please?
Yes, here we go.
Thank you.
One could argue, what James Comey did 11 days before the election in 2016 had something to do with the fact that Donald Trump got elected
mm-hmm.
the first time around. This is how Donald Trump repays James Comey
mm-hmm.
with this malicious prosecution. Like, it's all crazy to me. It's crazy. But what it reflects is a broader attack on the rule of law that should frighten every single American.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. And now they're probing Fani Willis about travel.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand what the problem is.
They're trying to find something to prosecute.
DOJ is subpoenaing records related to the travel history of Fani Willis. Mm-hmm. The scope of the investigation is not clear because it seems, why do you care where she traveled to a year ago?
Right.
It's irrelevant.
Right.
The document reviewed by the New York Times is an indication that the DOJ under Donald may be investigating another one of his foes. According mm-hmm. to Fawcett and Hakim, the records being sought are for travel in the fall of 2024
mm-hmm.
around the election. So
yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't.
I mean,
they're just looking for something.
She's allowed to travel freely. Yeah. This is still the United States. It certainly was a year ago.
Yeah.
So none of that makes any logical sense to me that they would be going after her for that, of all things.
No.
Like the stupid real estate stuff that they're going after Lisa Cook and Schiff and others.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing, because it technically, if they did sign these papers and saying that, that's a mistake. I don't broke the law. I think it's a mistake.
Right.
And even with Lisa Cook, she said, no, I listed that as a vacation home. So mm-hmm. you don't even have it on her.
Yeah.
But I mean, traveling, I think we're still allowed to travel, right, Bella? And this is fun. Clarence Thomas has issued a veiled threat to Obergefell.
Yeah.
And we knew that was coming.
Uh-huh.
He's not against Loving, though.
No, he's not.
That's an interesting thing, because they're basically the same mm-hmm. way
they,
you
they were
ruled.
The same principle. They were
same
ruled.
Exact yeah. principle.
Mm-hmm.
So Clarence Thomas said the Supreme Court should take one more critical approach to settled precedent, saying decided cases are not the gospel, and suggesting some may have been based on something somebody dreamt up and others went along with. He made the comments at Catholic University's Columbus School of Law in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The court is poised to revisit a 90-year precedent that limits the president's ability to remove members of some of the, that's him firing people right now. So they're going to revisit that, which is ridiculous. But he also compared the Supreme Court colleagues to passengers on a train. He said, we never go to the front to see who's driving the train, where it's going. And you could go up there in the engine room and find it's an orangutan driving the train, but you want to follow that just because it's a train. At some point, we need to think about what we're doing with stare decisis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not some sort of talismanic, I can speak, deal where you can just say stare decisis and not think, turn off the brain, right? So that's, you know, I'm sure part of his reasoning for overturning Roe, which was 50 years old at the time. And, hey, dude, if you're going to overturn Obergefell, loving, honey, come on. Do you really not like your wife enough to overturn? That's what it is. He's going to overturn Loving, and then they can't be married anymore.
You really think they're having that much trouble in paradise?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, they seem to be politically connected.
They are
at the hip. So I don't think she's going anywhere.
I know. And well, they're coming after Obergefell. They're going to come after Griswold. They're going to go after all sorts of things that we have taken for granted,
that we thought were protected by Stare Decisis.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, there are some things that should have been overturned, but not Roe.
Yeah.
I mean, Brown versus Board overturned one bad precedent,
right.
But that's allowing for more rights, not taking rights away.
Right.
And the first time rights were taken away was with Roe, and now he wants to take it away from Seth and Travis and a bunch of other people I know that are married to somebody of the same sex. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't like him. Have I said that enough?
Yes.
Hey, Sue in Rockville, how you doing?
I am doing okay, and since I am only 10 years older than Stephanie, I want to wish her a very happy 44th birthday, and Bella, happy belated birthday. My grandson will be 23 next July, I consider you my honorary granddaughter. And I would be so proud to call you that, because you're truly wonderful. I just really love you as a musician. Well, it's true. And I have 6 grandkids, but the 7th is always welcome in the group.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yes? Jody, can I be today's quick fact checker?
Absolutely.
Covering the show. Okay. And I'm going to try to go back in time. So, Lindsay Halligan, yes, Seth. What's really incompetent about her is that the judge had to have her correct her filing because she misspelled the word principal and spelled it like the principal of a school.
The principal.
And that's a level of Trump stupid that gets you hired in the Trump regime. So my little people know what the difference between the principal and a principal. So
right.
That's number one.
Right.
Number two.
We always learned that principal, the head of the school, is spelled PAL because he's your pal.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh huh.
Okay. Now, Kevin is right about white people having to stand up more, and I try to do my best, but I'm a woman and a Jew, so it's easier for me to stand up.
Mm-hmm. You're the national Jew.
Back.
Yes, she is.
Seriously. But the Trump has sold out the soybean farmers.
Yes.
And it's like 300. He sent all the sales to Argentina, and he is bankrupting the American soybean farmers.
Mm-hmm.
He has sold all the beef now. China is getting the beef from Argentina. Mm-hmm. He's bailing out the cattle farm. So both Argentina and they're getting the bit, and he has told the cattle ranchers and the soybean farmers to drop dead. He is bailing them out. So maybe, just maybe, the rural voters who always vote Republican, as they lose their farms, lose their ranches, and lose their family health care, will finally wake up and say, maybe I should stop voting for Republicans. Maybe.
Let's hope that go on.
Yeah. Finally, 2 more things. Rand Paul. You know, Louisville, Kentucky, has a way higher crime rate than Chicago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So before he flaps those libertarian gums and lies like he always does, maybe he should take a pause. And until he lets troops and ICE into Louisville, maybe he just should shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and facts. Finally, because my family is Israeli, I just want to give people a comparison to the massive displays of protest against Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu is as maybe more unpopular than Trump. But when 100,000 people on average come out to protest Netanyahu, compared to the overall population of Israel, that is the equivalent of 15 million Americans coming out every weekend to protest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This is there is a massive disapproval of him, just like we massive. He is underwater in America in every single category.
Mm-hmm.
And The only way that changes is if people vote, not 36% standing, every minority. And the final thing, in case you hadn't mentioned New Jersey, how the Republican opponent to Mikey Sherrill, doxed her, and they released all her personal information.
Including her Social Security
that's the
number.
Level, yes, that's the level of greed, cheating, and lying and suppressing that Republicans will do anything to win, and the only way to go back at them is to say, no, not this time.
Amen.
So please spread the word. These are the things we need to let people know so that it's not just about them. We're saving democracy here.
Amen. Amen. So you are correct as usual. and it is already 20 minutes after the hour. Goodness gracious. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by The Wellness Company.
Oh, hello.
So say you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Mm-hmm. You've got a few choices here. You can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. Not a good decision. Nope. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Or wait 2 hours in an urgent care and sit in a room full of other sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit. You just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud. And this is not a first aid kit, just so you know. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are in your kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie and use promo code Stephanie. That's promo code Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a knocking.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your feel. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middlemen to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie. Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Living in the shadow of the Capitol Dome means we take our democracy seriously. And our fun even more seriously. From State Street shenanigans to lakefront leisure, Madison marches to its own drum. And so does 92.7 WMDX. We are the soundtrack to your beautifully complicated Wisconsin life. Real news, great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
A small conversation can make a big difference. Asking someone if they're okay is important. And during the Suicide Prevention Month, check in. And remember, 988 is always open. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Turn it up, it's your favorite song. Dance, dance, dance to the distortion. Turn it up, keep it on repeat. Stumbling around like a wasted zombie. Yeah, we think we're free. Drink, cause one's on me, we're all chained.
It is 26 minutes after the hour. We were just talking about Representative Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey, and she had this to say with what happened to her.
My opponent and the Trump administration will stop at nothing. They will completely weaponize the federal government to achieve what they want. We've seen it with Comey and what's going on there. And now we're seeing it here, releasing all of my records to try to have my opponent, who this is the third time he's run for this office, he's desperate and will stop at nothing, which is really chilling.
It is. It is. I mean, it's. We were just talking, like, can she apply for a new Social Security number? I would hope so. I mean, this is national news. It's not like we don't know about it.
Right.
So I'm hoping that she'll be able to at least get that back to herself. Freeze your credit, lady. Just FYI. This guy from the Daily Caller sounds sweet, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Ingersoll is the editor-at-large at the Daily Caller. Uh-huh. He literally called for conservatives to violently attack liberals. He says, quote, I want blood in the streets.
Weren't we the ones that were told to turn down the temperature?
I thought we were.
Yeah, we're the ones. We're the only ones with the violent rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, his op-ed was titled Enough is Enough and I Choose Violence. Literally.
Awesome.
He said literally he chooses violence.
Okay.
He said the law is not enough. Is this a call for violence? Yes, it explicitly is. And basically, the Daily Caller did put up an editor's note, but way after he had already published what he wrote. The editor's note reads, we've received a lot of feedback about this newsletter. Shocking. At the Daily Caller, we publish a wide range of strongly worded opinions, robust debate matters, and the values of free expression require that we host voices with which readers may strongly disagree. That said, the Daily Caller does not condone violence in any form, but this is your editor at large.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he does.
Yeah.
Especially political violence. This column reflects the personal views of the author and does not represent the position of the Daily. They don't want to get sued. The examples outlined in the piece refer to hypothetical instances and not of self-defense, not political violence or extrajudicial. No, it's not. That is exactly what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
He literally wrote that. He said, after several paragraphs cheering the indictment of James Comey and the arrest in cheering for the arrest of Anthony Fauci for doing nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The arrest and adjudication process absolutely ruins them both. He's calling for an investigation of Ilhan Omar, AOC, Barack Obama, and everyone in Clinton world. I like this guy.
Yeah.
The solution, he wrote, was to choose violence and do whatever works to reinstitute the cost, be wildly disproportionate in their responses. If liberals stole signs, okay, if a liberal steals a sign, that's definitely a cause for violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Break bones, the kind of security has no qualms hospitalizing people. Nice guy. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
92.7 WMDX. Because cows can't host talk shows.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at three different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matinere joins us for Matinere Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For housing, it's not an option. It's...
This is Exhibit A in the gross corruption of the Department of Justice and the justice system under the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. When we have a system where the President of the United States is ordering the prosecution of particular individuals, we have a gross abuse of power and a corruption of power. So I think the country will see very clearly that we have an authoritarian president.
Amen. That is Chris Van Hollen again.
Yeah.
And he is absolutely correct. It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. I am Jody Hamilton, sitting in for the birthday girl.
Yep. And tomorrow, you're going to be here as well.
I am.
Along with Charlie Pierce. We might have Luke Russert. We're in the process of trying to book Luke Russert.
That would be really cool.
Which would be really cool.
That would be really, really cool. Yeah. I loved his dad. I thought his dad was amazing.
And he is a great talent as well.
He is a great talent as well.
I'm sure. I'm sure Luke Russert loves your mom.
I'm sure he does. And you're a great talent too, Luke. Uh-huh. That's funny. It's very funny. Uh-huh. So
imagine someone like you. I loved your dad.
I love Luke Russert too.
Okay, yeah.
I think he's amazing. he does well. He had big shoes to fill, and he's doing it.
He did. Yes, he did.
He did. So Donald wants to crash Hegseth's warrior ethos meeting.
Yeah, it looks like Donald Trump is going to be a part of that that gigantic meeting of all the generals in the world,
which is costing us a fortune.
Yeah,
but we can't do cancer research anymore.
Well, you know,
feed children.
It's one of those things. Like, couldn't this have been a Zoom?
Just an email?
Yeah.
I mean,
why did we need to spend all of the money to fly everybody here, put them up in a hotel or whatever?
From across the world.
Right. For like a meeting, for a speech that's going to last less than an hour. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's taking all these generals' eyes off the ball of what they're doing
exactly
in these places anyway.
Yeah.
You know, some of these generals are in places of conflict.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're taking them out of those areas of conflict. And so the world is going to know this.
Because we've announced it.
Right.
Because we're stupid. Did he do it over a signal chat, just in case?
Well,
It's going to be a loyalty pledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. And I'm sorry, generals, but if your loyalty is to the Constitution and to the country and not to one person.
Malcolm had said that last week, that this is going to be a loyalty pledge.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah. And so if you don't sign a loyalty pledge or take an loyalty oath or whatever, you're not going to have a job anymore.
Which is an oath that is antithetical to
the
oath they already
took.
Because
you take an oath to a constitution. You don't take an oath to a man.
Not in this country.
No.
At least we're not supposed to.
Well, I guess the precedent has been set.
Yes. Oh, but precedents are bad, according to Thomas. So we've got... I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm very confused. So the Pentagon is planning to strike inside Venezuela. Yay, we're going to war. Military officials...
If Israel can do it, we can too.
Yeah. U.S. military officials are drawing up options to target drug traffickers inside Venezuela. Unless they come into our country or into our space, we have no right to do that.
Right.
Striking inside Venezuela would be another escalation.
It's an act of war.
It's an act of war. We've already hit, three boats?
Yeah.
And
that was in international waters. So, you know, but it wasn't attacking the sovereignty of another nation. If we go into Venezuela, we're attacking their sovereignty.
Absolutely.
And that's an act of war.
Absolutely. You are 100% right, Chris. If I had a little dingy thingy that I knew how to do, I would ding
there's
you.
There's a ding somewhere.
I don't know where the dings are. I don't know these dings. There we go. See? See, there we go. Seth, the homo filth. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everybody?
We are well.
And I mean you too, Chris. In the very listen, first of all, Kevin and Sue are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones coming to our rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We are. We need to get that through our heads now, especially the whiter we are. No one, the big takeaway from Jimmy Kimmel is that the courts didn't do it.
Right.
Congress didn't do it. The Republican leadership didn't do it. We did it by canceling our Hulu subscription.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who are going to cancel all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it. Don't worry if they cave and they keep the government open and they fund it. Like, that's none of our business. Keep the pressure on the your congressperson, of course. But we are the ones who are ultimately going to make the change here. And the other thing that I think is really important is we need to stop being frightened of this man. I'm not saying what he's doing isn't horrifying.
Right.
I'm not saying people aren't being hurt, but in our minds, because he wants us to be terrified. Mm-hmm. We have to see him for the sewer clown he is. And I don't mean the one from It. Not a scary sewer clown. It's like Krusty the Clown in the sewer. Take what he's doing seriously. Fight for everyone that you can. Protect everyone. But don't be afraid of him.
Right.
That's what he wants. When you cower, remember, like, he's getting his wings. He loves to know that you're frightened of him. He hates to think that you're laughing at him.
You're absolutely,
he hates it.
You're absolutely right, Seth. Thank you. Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. In fact, we have Andy McCabe, too, number three, who we should try to get on.
Yeah.
I've not been contacted. I haven't been interviewed. They're not asked to interview me. And, of course, if my interactions with Jim Comey 9 years ago in October 2016 was going to be the basis of this entire prosecution, it's unbelievable to think that prosecutors wouldn't at least want to sit down and hear what I had to say about it. Could potentially be a fact witness, mm-hmm. or just to understand what my perspective is, and that has never happened.
Well, I think that Comey's people, should it go to trial, will call Andy McCabe as a defense witness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to go to trial.
But as a part of discovery, they should be talking.
They should be talking. Either side of discovery, yeah. Sure. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's going to even get to trial. I mean, it'll get to your first motions, but I don't even think it's going to – jury will not be selected. It's going to be thrown out just because of what Donald said out in the open. That's malicious prosecution.
Yeah.
He's got a perfect right to say, nope, this is vindictive. There is no there.
But when it gets to this point of an indictment, hasn't a grand jury already said there is something here?
Probable is what it is. And it's just they think he may have lied to Congress.
Okay.
Those are the two things. And like Glenn Kirshner said last week, it's double dipping.
Yeah.
Basically the same charge twice. So I think that he's got, if it does go to trial, he's not going to be convicted of anything, I don't think. Do you see somebody coming down?
Hi.
There's a dog.
Yes.
Hi, dog. Hi. Oh wait.
There's a Stephanie.
There's a Stephanie. Is there a Mary?
Here. You want to sit down?
Here, Bella.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I got a gift.
Okay.
That's what we're wanting for Bella.
Okay.
Hi.
Scoot you over a little bit. There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hi, kids.
Hi, Mama.
How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe Jody forgot Stephen Stills was at the party.
He was at the party.
Look at her. She's like a rock chick, and she forgot.
Uh-huh.
Can I say, Hal Sparks, the most stunning rendition of Knights in White Satin.
It was very good.
You've ever heard.
Yes.
Also, when you see Frangela do When Doves Cry, you are transformed.
Yes.
Yes.
I videoed some of that, so I might post that on your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the primal scream of Frances going,
it's unlike my mother. She's never satisfied.
It's a primal scream that's within all of us at some point in our lives. Except for you, because you're Mons Carol. Oh, my God, I'm tired. Okay.
That was a good party yesterday. Thank you for throwing it.
Oh, my God, it was super fun. I'm exhausted. My sister is finally out of bed. We're doing a walking tour of Hollywood now.
Ooh.
Oh, we're going to go see her old place. There she is on the stairs.
Hi.
And then we're going to go.
Come on
in. And then we're going to go by CNN. She was a reporter at CNN. Did you know that? For 6 months, and then she got fired.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That's even...
Well, CNN is no longer in that building. You know that, right?
Oh, that's right.
They moved to, like, Santa Clarita or something.
Oh, well, we're not going to walk there.
Okay.
It's a little far. It's a little far.
Yeah.
Are we, Mayor?
did you hear Libby call in earlier?
I did not.
Yeah, she called in and said happy birthday.
Oh, that's very sweet.
She said she'll call you later.
You know, I have a cell phone. She could, but okay, never mind.
Oh, and Anna Ortiz is my new best friend.
Oh, my God, isn't she the greatest?
She was starstruck by Rob of Rob and Trish.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, aren't you going to eat? She's like, I'm an actress. We don't eat.
She's right.
So,
she is correct.
There,
those taquitos were really good. I want those again. Do you have any leftovers?
No.
Oh.
I don't have leftover taquitos.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. We have other stuff. I can tell I'm old because mommy danced quite a bit yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And I can barely move today.
Whoa,
so,
bless your heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did lie on my cake, and then I put my own elbow into my cake trying to give Kathy Griffin a mini pizza. I put a...
I saw
right
that.
My happy 44th.
Okay. All right. Well.
So just said happy and then nothing else.
Oh, yeah. That's
happy.
That's what I get for the big lie.
Happy wrong.
I ruined my own 44th birthday cake. All right. I'm leaving you guys now.
All right.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Have fun, everybody.
We'll be here all week.
There's so many bottles of wine open. That one's a really good one someone brought.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
open?
Party on. Yeah. Well, that's
there's
why.
There's like a stopper.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
just
right.
put
it in your trunk of your car or something, because yeah. legally speaking, that's illegal
you need to
drive
to,
with.
Drink that on the way home before
yeah.
you get there.
Yeah. Easy.
Oh, God.
Drive safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a nice time. You guys can stay with us.
You want some more biscuits? Yes, you do. I'll get you
gosh.
Some in a minute.
Yes.
I'll get you some more. Oh, look, it's... Hi, Catherine in Baltimore. You've been on hold forever. Hi.
Good morning.
Good
happy
morning.
Birthday, Stephanie. Happy birthday, Bella.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say two things. First, they are not going to broadcast Jimmy Kimmel's show in the state of Maryland.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if they're going to go after all red states and do that or what, but I found that pretty upsetting.
Oh, no. Okay.
The other thing was, I have it on good authority that when Jody was 4 years old, she told people that she was married to Ray Charles.
This
yes,
is true.
He's my first husband.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I vividly remember. I remember meeting him when I was about six. And my mom told him the story as well, and so he was very sweet to me. He really, really was. I was too old.
Yeah,
for him.
He should have gotten you a ring.
I know, should have put a ring on.
Right.
I thought that was very cute. I saw it on a clip when she was on, I don't know, Merv Griffin or
Dick Cavett,
I don't know, some
Dick
show
Cavett.
She was
Dick
on.
Cavett.
I think it was Dick Cavett.
I can't
show.
Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was Dick Cavett. And I can't remember what you said, who you said you were.
Oh, I said that I was married to Ray Charles. I was telling the plumber this story because, you know, I was five, I think, when I told the story. But I was telling the plumber that I was married to Ray Charles and that he was blind and I had to lead him everywhere, and that my mother was Juliet Prowse and my sister was Shirley MacLaine.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, what an imagination. I thought that was so cute, Judy.
Well, thank
and
you.
And you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you
you're
so much.
You're doing a great job.
I appreciate
okay.
that. Have a wonderful
bye-bye
day.
Now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, no, I did. I said that.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I was watching television with these people.
Yeah.
The Ray Charles story happened when I saw him on Ed Sullivan.
Okay.
For the first time, I was watching TV with my parents.
Right.
And I crawled off of their bed and put my hand up to the TV while he was singing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I love him, and I'm married to him. And they were like, okay, what is happening with our four-year-old?
I hope he wasn't singing something, like, really inappropriate.
It was Ed Sullivan
okay.
prime time, so
okay.
I doubt it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I got to meet him, he came out of the dressing room because he was on my mom's show.
Yeah.
And he came out of the dressing room, and he got down real low. And I was in, like, a party dress, and my hair was done, and I had my Mary Janes.
Uh-huh.
And not my uniform from school. They let me get dressed differently.
Right, right.
And... as if that would have mattered. And I walk out of my mom's dressing room. He walks out of his, and he goes, come here, baby. And I went running to him, and he picked me up.
Aww.
And everybody was crying.
Aww.
Especially me, because he was my husband.
I hope you have pictures of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 19...
People didn't have cell phones then to take photos.
No, it was 1972 or 3 when I met
him. Yeah, they didn't even have disposable cameras. The best you could do was a Polaroid.
It would have been, yeah, the best. And yeah. I mean, and CBS wasn't going to take a shot. But no, it was 72 or 73 when I met him.
Okay.
So yeah, no cell phones, weirdly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Oh my God.
We used to dial a phone.
Oh my God. That's high school.
And they were stuck to the wall.
Do you know how to use a dial phone?
Yeah, I don't know if it would work with my nails.
Oh,
a
lot of women use their knuckles.
Their knuckles,
yeah.
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 Or like the top of a pen. You know,
I don't think I've ever used one
okay.
in my life
oh,
to
wow.
make an outgoing call. But I know what it is.
Sure, yeah. And if you needed to, you could probably use one.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes forever for the zero to
yeah, go. Yeah, it would take a couple tries.
Well,
maybe,
that's but... why, like, New York has 212, because mm-hmm. that's the shortest dial.
Right.
Los Angeles was 213, that's mm-hmm. the second shortest dial, and 312 is Chicago. So the big cities got the shorter dials,
yeah.
while the smaller cities got the longer dials.
And they also used to name things, like, you know, Klondike 5 or whatever,
right.
you know.
Yep.
instead of 555.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A lot of deciphering.
Yes, there was.
There was a lot of that in the 50s and 60s,
it's
especially.
Like a secret code.
Yep. It kind of was. It totally was. It is already 49 minutes after the hour on The Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Field of Greens.
Oh.
Wee! Okay, we all have two ages. Our actual age, or Stephanie's, and our body's internal biological age. And what we didn't know, what I didn't know is, I probably lowered my biological age without even knowing because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, and many are 10-plus years or older on the inside than their actual age, and they're ticking time bombs.
Okay.
A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. So each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart health, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even a healthy weight. It's great knowing that Field of Dreams can also slow how quickly you're aging and encourage you to join Stephanie and all of us here. Swap out your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the WOW counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by FERF.
FERF.
Well, hallelujah, but we don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class.
Whoa.
Thank you. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall.
Right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Constitution. Thank you, Christopher. FERF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's yep. time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because seriously, Jesus does not belong in a homeroom and text fees may apply. It is 56 minutes after. Hey, Mark, in Portland. How is the hellhole that is Portland, Oregon?
I am in the war-torn, ravaged city of Portland. Yesterday, I was at a farmer's market, and I saw a head of lettuce get bashed in.
So. Oh, no!
Oh, no, the horror!
I was trying to find tickets to the war, but they're all sold out, so... anyway, but on Comey...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with Trump's DOJ going after Comey, I think Trump now realizes he's going to have to cancel the Discovery Channel.
Cute. That's very cute. That was funny. That
anyway,
was
from war-torn Portland.
You be careful out there,
thank
man.
Thank you so much.
You
yeah.
Be very careful just
right.
enjoying the river walk.
Yeah.
Just be very, very careful.
Right.
Have a good right. one, man.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So... one final note, J.D. Vance admits that housing and groceries are too expensive, but he blames Joe Biden. How is it Biden's problem now?
Well, I don't know.
He hasn't been president since January 20th at 11:59 a.m. was the last time he was the president.
Right. These economic policies have been in place for 9 months now. Yeah. They are the
these
Trump
are Donald's
right.
completely.
Absolutely. Yep.
He said, J.D. said, first of all, we have to give the president a lot of credit here. Yeah, for ruining us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He inherited one of the worst inflation crises in America. No.
Nope.
Housing is too expensive. Groceries are too expensive. I would say they are too expensive because we inherited a disastrous Biden economy. No, you did not.
Nope.
No, you did not. Prices, things were getting better.
Prices were coming down.
They were coming
after
down.
After the awful inflation of the Trump administration
uh-huh.
during COVID.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, had COVID not done what it did,
right.
had he done his job as
right.
president, the inflation wouldn't have had the bounce back that
exactly.
it did.
Yep.
It would not have happened. All right, kids, it is 58 minutes after the hour. We will see you guys tomorrow here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
WMDX, the only station with lakes on both sides.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Hannah Van. She's the senior manager for the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And we'll talk to Jesse Christensen about a new law proposed to ban THC.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there's really nothing to discuss when it comes to a looming government shutdown because Republicans already have a clean resolution on the table. Democrats are refusing to go along with it until funding is restored for government subsidies that help millions pay for health insurance through the marketplaces. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries minutes ago said,
"This is a five-alarm fire in terms of the Republican-caused health care crisis. And that's why Democrats are determined to turn things around."
Republicans obviously disagree with that. Democratic and Republican leaders meeting with President Trump this afternoon. The president meeting this hour with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ending the war in Gaza. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels sending a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden today. Still looking for a motive in the Michigan shooting and fire set by the gunman who killed at least four people south of Flint, Michigan. This is ABC News.
Download.